Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Life Coach Corner, where I have the pleasure of continuing this wonderful coaching conversation with you. And just in case you didn't know, I am your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid. So today, as always, we have another corner we're going to turn, and we're going to do it together. Are y'all ready for it? All right, let's get into it. I told you in this session, we're going to talk about how to manage stress. We're going to give you 10, suggestions, 10 principles, just 10 activities that can help you manage stress, because we want to manage stress. I didn't say it in our last conversation, but I'm going to say it in this one, because we will not allow stress to kill us. We will not allow worry or anxiety or fear to kill us. It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. Okay? So we're going to incorporate these techniques to help us manage stress, because we already stated we don't want to eliminate stress. We just want to manage it. Okay? So now, if you want to hear more, because this is our fifth session, our fifth conversation on this, if you want to hear the other four, you've got to subscribe to my podcast. Look up Dr. Sid, comma Life Coach on all of the different platforms, especially iHeartRadio. If you have that one, look up Dr. Sid, comma Life Coach and subscribe. Push the subscribe button. And notice this, when you do that, you're able to go back through all of our sessions. You can hear it over and over and over and over and over again so that you can get these principles. Also, you can forward it to someone else. Come on, do your favorite executive coach a solid. Forward it to someone else. Tell them to subscribe, because I know we all need help managing stress. I know you know someone, if not yourself, who struggles with this particular issue. So go ahead and subscribe to my podcast, to my social media platforms, Dr. Sid, comma, Life Coach. Or if you need to talk to me directly, text Dr. Sid, D-R-S-I-D, text Dr. Sid to 94000. So text the letters D-R-S-I-D to the number 94000. And when you do that, guess what? You're going to reach a texting platform where you can text your question or your comment, and I will respond. It won't be automated. It will be yours truly. So we can do that. All right. So let's talk about these strategies, these things that we can do to help us with managing stress. Because again, stress management helps us reset and recalibrate our body's alarm system. We talked about that. So what are some of the things? Number one, take breaks. Take a break. I didn't say quit. I didn't say give up. I didn't say stop. I said take a break. What's a break? A break could be, you know, I'm going to step away from my desk and I'm just going to walk around the building. Just one time, just walk around the building. I'm going to go to the restroom. And after I go to the restroom, I might take the elevator up to the second floor. Just walk around. And then I'll go back down to my desk and I will commence my assignments. Or I might just step outside. If the weather's beautiful, I'll step outside and get a breath of fresh air. Then I'll come back in. Now, I'm not condemning, neither am I trying to make bad those make you feel bad, those of you who go out and take smoke breaks. Your executive coach, Dr. Sid, I'm trying to keep you healthy. Okay? So going out smoking, I know that for some people that helps them to relax, but I am suggesting to you, let's find a healthy habit. Instead of smoking, let's just walk. Let's pray. Let's do something as we take our break. Maybe have a conversation with someone. Okay? So let me leave that alone, but I wanted to throw that one out there. But take a break. Okay? Now, here's another way to take a break. Take a break from the news. Stop watching the news every day. Stop watching these stories because all of them have an agenda. So take a break from news, from stories, and guess what? Even social media. Now, if you go on to Dr. Sid, comma life coach, just to check out my inspirational posts, but then that's one thing. But other than that, if you noticed, a lot of this salacious post and ads, and it just keeps popping up on social media because they're trying to bring you down into a dark hole. Resist it. Resist it by taking a break. Okay? Here's another thing. Self-care. Self-care. Got to take care of yourself. Now, let me give you some ways in which you do that. It first starts with your spiritual life. Okay? I'll get more into that later on. But then it goes into making sure you're eating healthy, because stress and worry, it manifests in your mind mentally, and then it is translated or it is revealed in your body. So eat healthy. You'll feel better about yourself. Just eat something healthy. An apple a day, yeah, it will keep the doctor away. So get you a good apple, some apple slices, drink your water. Do something that you know is healthy. Don't, as we talked about before, don't immediately run to comfort food, especially all of us who are down south. Don't run to the biscuits smothered in sausage gravy. Let's be careful with that. Every now and then you can take a bite or two of that, but don't let it be more every now and then versus every now. Okay? Be careful about that. Exercise. That's important. It can be as simple as just, as I stated, just walking around the block, walking around your office complex, walking around wherever you are. But exercise. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Set a time where you disengage from social media and television. Cut those things off and get enough sleep. Now, make sure you're also practicing some type of relaxation technique. For those of you who've been with us, you remember earlier in our coaching conversation, I was speaking very slowly because that is a technique to help relieve stress. Sometimes you've got to slow it down. And in doing that, it helps you manage it. Meditation is important. I can't stress that enough. You've got to watch what you are allowing to flow through your mind. Watch those thoughts and those scenarios. Watch them. Watch them. Don't let them go unhindered. Okay? For those of you who are into yoga, yoga is something good. Any type of stretching, those types of things that help you slow down. And even aerobics, any type of fast moving. Maybe for me, I like to still go out and play basketball. I like to go and play golf. Those things that helps me manage stress and just not allow my mind to go there. Okay? So make sure you incorporate those things so that you can manage stress. Here's another one. Improve your time management. When you manage your time, then it helps you manage stress. There's a saying that I have at New Growth in Christ, and thank you, New Growth, for being our chief sponsor. Join us, newgrowthinchrist.com. That's newgrowthinchrist.com. Just join us, and you'll see that we're doing something here, and I love you, New Growth. But there's a saying that I have sometimes with them. I said, let your smartphone be smart. Set alarms. Set reminders. Make notes. Set agendas. And go buy them. Okay, my wife is so great at that. Shout out to my wife, Lady Leslie. She is so great at putting on our calendar daily the things we need to do. So all I need to do is go to my calendar and I see my entire agenda. Thank you, babe, for doing that. You're so sweet. Make time for leisure activities. That's another one. Make time. Put it on your schedule. I put on my schedule. Shh, don't tell anybody. I put on my schedule times when I am to relax. And I have it shown as I'm busy. Because I am. I'm busy relaxing. Learn how to schedule your relaxation times. All right, let's build some stress reduction skills. One skill I already showed you, talking slowly. Another skill is breathing techniques. Breathe in. Hold it. Now exhale slowly. Come on, let's do that again. Breathe in. Hold it. Exhale slowly. Ooh, that felt good to me. Those are some of the things. Slow your breathing down. Those are stress reduction skills. Here's another one. Talking to others. Have someone you can talk to. Someone you know who's easy. Someone who will make you laugh. Ooh, laughter is so good. Sometimes you just got to start laughing. Just start laughing. And guess what? It'll catch on. Connecting with a community or faith-based organization. In other words, come to church because, woo, here at New Growth in Christ, man, they start playing that music and start singing and we start running around church. Oh, yeah, we're one of those churches. But now, we're also a church that get the word, but, oh, we run, we shout, we praise, we laugh, we high five. We do all of that because those are stress-managing, stress-reducing activities and just having faith in God. Playing with children or pets. Yeah, that's a stress managing thing. Get you a good pet and just rubbing your dog or playing with your children, playing some old silly game, hide and seek. Yeah. Going for a walk, run, or a bike ride. Yeah, I'm not talking about just what you do in the office. No. Get on a bike or just go for a walk or just run. You can run down the block and come on back. That little stress that it puts on you, it opens you up and causes you to manage stress. And then finally, read a good book, short story, or a positive magazine. Read something. It helps you get into someone else's mind and it helps you relieve stress that might be in yours. Hey, look, I appreciate you joining us for Help Me Manage Stress because we're not going to let stress kill us. And you know what? We turned that corner in this session. Yes, we did. So I'm looking forward to future conversations with you, especially as you subscribe to my podcast and my social media platforms. I love you. I'm praying for you. And as we turn this corner, remember your best and blessed days are straight ahead because we've turned the corner in our lives. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.